It's Wednesday, June 28th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Breaking with the tradition of the three previous presidents, Donald Trump mixed a White House Ramadan dinner celebration, reports TheHill.com. Ramadan is the month-long Muslim celebration of the first revelation that their false prophet Muhammad received from the moon god Allah. In the words of Exodus 20, verse 3, "You shall have no other gods before me." The Trump administration said late Monday that it had discovered evidence that Syrian President Bashar Assad could be planning another chemical weapons attack, reports Fox News. Three CNN employees have handed in their resignations over a retracted story linking President Trump to a Russian investment fund, the network announced Monday. The article, which cited a single unnamed source, was removed from CNN.com on Friday after the network decided it could no longer stand by its reporting. President Trump blasted CNN yesterday morning in a tweet saying, quote, "What about all the other phony stories they do? Fake news," unquote. Mainstream media outlets began to melt down yesterday when reporting on the possible retirement of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who has been the swing vote for decades. They fear that President Trump will appoint a second pro-life conservative justice. Listen to correspondent Terry Moran on ABC's Good Morning America.
If he decides to retire, and there are signs that he would, it would be a war for this court like nothing seen in the past 30 years since the nomination of Robert Bork was defeated and Justice Kennedy took his seat.
And here's correspondent Jan Crawford on CBS This Morning.
So if he goes, that's going to give President Trump a massive opportunity to move the court further to the right for generations, and Democrats would basically be powerless to stop it.
Military chiefs will seek a 6-month delay before letting transgender people enlist in their services, reports the Associated Press. Transgender service members have been able to serve openly in the military since last year, when former Defense Secretary Ash Carter ended the ban. But Carter also gave the services until July 1st to develop policies to allow people already identifying as transgender to newly join the military if they meet physical and medical standards and have been stable in their identified genders for 18 months. Leaders of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Kansas City, Kansas, were so upset about a pro-life pregnancy center taking business from them that they did something drastic. The pro-aborts put pressure on 96.5 The Buzz, an alternative music radio station, to pull the pro-life ads that they were airing as part of a 6-week partnership with the pregnancy center. Sadly, Planned Parenthood successfully intimidated the radio station into canceling the pregnancy support center ads after only 1 week. The Worldview spoke with Ruth Tisdale, the executive director